The 25th of January is the most romantic day of the year in Wales. On this day, St. Doenfyn is celebrated. She is the Welsh patron saint of lovers. Dydd Santes Doenfyn is the Welsh equivalent of St. Valentine's Day. So who was St. Doenfyn? Welsh history is often based on songs and stories passed on by word of mouth. St. Doenfyn's tale is likely mixed up with folklore. However, it is generally known that she was a 4th century princess who was unlucky in love. She became a nun and prayed for others to have better luck. Legend has it that Doenfyn was the prettiest of King Brycan Brycheiniaid's 24 daughters. She fell in love with Maelon Deifidril, a handsome village boy. Her father had already arranged her marriage to a prince and forbade her to see him. Heartbroken, she prayed to God for help. An angel gave her a magic potion to help her forget Maelon, but instead it turned him into a block of ice. When God realized his mistake, he gave her 3 wishes. She wished for Maelon to be thawed, for true lovers to be happy, and never to marry herself. Her wishes were granted, and, in gratitude, she dedicated her life to the church. Doenfyn founded a convent on Lladwyn Island, where she prayed for lovers for the rest of her life. After her death, her church became a pilgrimage site. Many people visited the convent for the famed St. Doenfyn's Well, in which a sacred fish was thought to live. Couples could go there to predict the success of their relationship. If the fish was lively, the man would be faithful. The ruins of the convent and its well can still be visited today. St. Doenfyn's Day has seen a revival in recent years. There are many ways to celebrate St. Doenfyn's Day. Couples go for long walks, have romantic dinners, or exchange cards and gifts. The traditional gift is a love spoon, carved with hearts and Celtic crosses. Love-themed events are held around Wales, such as love spoon crafting, speed dating, and love poem writing workshops. Even now, lovers visit the old church on the 25th of January, some to propose. It is the perfect place to say Rwyn dy Geri Di.